Amazon fall favorites are here to make you say, woo! With low prices on home, woo! Beauty, woo! And fashion brands like Amazon Essentials. Woo! So hold on to your pumpkin spice whatevers and save on fall favorites at Amazon.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Back again, the WIP afternoon show. It's a Thursday with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, your name is first, so I ask you first, how are you doing?
Spike, I'm doing pretty good. Welcome to week 8 of the NFL. Jackie Baseball, holla at your boy.
I might have to put down gambling for a little bit.
Oh, no. Bad night last night?
Well, it's been a bad week and a half.
Well, you were complaining about Maxie not hitting enough threes last
night.
Well,
it's sickening. Can you hit 6 threes for me one time? I'm not asking for that much.
Only 6 threes? That's all you need? Yeah, well, I guess we don't have to. I guess we sort of had the build around Maxie thing end last night, so we can move on from there. We've got a big show for you, as we always do. Thursdays, we have Shil Kapadia joining us at 3 o'clock of The Ringer, a hockey expert. We had on once before a Russian hockey expert. Vladimir Smirnov joins us at 3:30.
People loved him the first time around.
Yes, talk a little Michkov, talk a little Flyers. Mike Lombardi will bring the heat at 4 o'clock. I'm sure we won't have to talk about Joel Embiid at all.
Oh, boy.
And yes. And I know.
I didn't even think about
that. Not looking forward to it. And Eli Ricks will actually join us at 5:30. He's a dog guy, apparently.
Hey, Eli.
Yeah, doing it. Apparently, he's a dog guy. So we'll talk to him at 5:30. So, we've had a bit of an Eagles respite over the last couple of days as we all yelled and screamed about the Sixers and Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
But we're back.
We're back. Let's get back to the birds.
And we have spent the last couple of weeks sort of praising Jalen Hurts and celebrating his evolution as he hasn't turned the ball over, which he hasn't. No turnover worthy plays for 2 weeks, and that's good. Mm-hmm. It's great. It's fine. And this whole, you know, we're running.
You sound so impressed.
Well, here's where I am. This whole we're running team thing is a nice distraction. Mm. But we have seen when other teams decide, or when we even decide, oh, you're a running team, well, we're going to stop that. We did that against the Saints, and the Browns did it against us. And we're eventually going to need a real response to that. And let's get real about Sunday. The guy threw for 100 yards. He dropped back 21 times. He got sacked or had a scramble, 7 of them. He went 1 for 13 on third down. Missed big plays on the field that we saw, you know. It was efficient, I guess, but there were plays left on the table. And I just keep coming back to, I'm trying to stay in the moment with the Eagles, but I just keep coming back to, this is not going to be good enough. Like this sort of game manager thing that he's doing it and the way that he's doing it is not going to be good enough. And the concern that I have is that this isn't his second year in the NFL. It's his, what, fifth year in the NFL?
Yes.
It's his fifth year in the NFL. And the things that he is not good at yet are things that I'm very skeptical that he will ever be good enough at. Mm-hmm. When we're talking about the speed of going through progressions, when we're talking about, you know, making quick decisions, when we're talking about throwing the ball over the middle of the field, these are things that I just thought I would see by now. And I just don't think, I think you can win a game or two and have a pretty good season, but I just think looking ahead, this version of him, this kind of quarterback, is not a quarterback that there's much of a high ceiling for. And I think it sort of holds back the team overall.
Well, listen, time will tell if it's good enough. I believe it can be good enough. I think if he's playing a game where he's not hurting the team. See, here's the thing. I think the turnovers and some bad decisions has been his biggest Achilles heel. I don't think there's a lack of physical talent there that concerns me. Like, does he have the strongest arm? No. But there are plenty of guys that don't have the strongest arm. I mean, Brock Purdy was, what, 3 points away from being a Super Bowl champion this past year. Doesn't have a rocket for an arm. That's why he was Mr. Irrelevant, seventh-round draft pick.
Sure.
So his measurables don't blow you away. Dak's measurables don't blow you away. There are a lot of quarterbacks who don't have the cannon for an arm or the elite athletic ability at the position that Lamar Jackson has. We know Lamar is one of those rare sort of athletes. Even a guy like Josh Allen, who has the cannon arm, and his size combined with his speed makes him different from anybody else in the league. He's like a Cam Newton. Josh Allen was, but a better passer. With Jalen, here's why I feel confident that we can get it done. And this may be the hardest thing. There's enough talent around him that he doesn't have to be that guy. See, some of these teams have that quarterback with those measurables, and they don't necessarily have enough talent around them. Hell, Buffalo said, you know what, we'll move on from Stephon Diggs. And it was like, okay, we're winning, but we know if we really ultimately want to win, we need to add something else to our passing game. They go out and get Amari Cooper. That's why now they're a Super Bowl legitimate contender now. Jalen has that at his disposal, better than a lot of quarterbacks in this league as far as talent around him.
Sure.
The defense, they're headed in the right direction. I'm not going to say they're Super Bowl caliber defense just yet, and it may not come till next year as far as that level of defense. But if they can be a better than serviceable defense and we can start getting some takeaways, I think the less we're asking of Jalen and he can just manage the game, I look at the competition. Who am I concerned with? Right? Just getting out of the NFC. Forget about the AFC.
Right.
Just getting to the Super Bowl.
Detroit.
Detroit's a solid football team. Well-rounded.
Yep.
Yeah.
Minnesota. Until proven otherwise.
Listen, they just had their first bump in the road. We'll see what it's like Second half of the season. Sam Darnold hasn't been in this uncharted water for Sam Darnold. Expectations late in the year. Playoff atmosphere. Sam Darnold hasn't experienced that as a quarterback. You get a little tighter when you haven't really experienced the hell. Sam Darnold didn't even experience that in college, I believe.
USC didn't play any
good games. Was USC that good?
Green Bay.
Okay, I like Green Bay.
Yep.
I like Green Bay. But I tell you, Jordan Love, as good as he is, he'll give you the ball too.
He will.
They won that game Sunday. They turned the ball over 3 times Sunday. So I look at the NFC, and by the way, those are the only teams. I'm not worried about San Francisco, especially not this year. They're banged up. I'm not worried about them this year. Dallas, I'm not concerned about them.
Washington,
I'm not concerned about Washington because I'm going to tell you, I'm waiting on that Thursday night game. That's going to be the game where this thing really flips and the Eagles seize control of the NFC East. I like Washington. I like Jaden Daniels. But you know what happens the more and more of a book that you get on a player that you've never faced before? They start to figure out things you aren't very good at, and they start to make you do those things.
Sort of like what happened here.
Yeah, sort of. But the difference is Jalen's in his fifth year, and Jaden Daniels is only in his first year.
Sure.
And that team certainly isn't used to winning and playing with high expectations. So it's great to win when nobody's expecting anything from you. Okay, now you're about to be in the spotlight, and we'll see what you can do. All I'm saying is I like the Eagles and where they're at with Jalen, because at least he's gone through it. And I think Jalen has the ability to know how to dial it back. He's accustomed to being around. He Alabama, Oklahoma. He's been there.
I think my concern is less that he can't dial it back, because he has shown he can dial it back.
Mm-hmm.
My question is can he ramp it up? And the two things, let's put the physical things to the side, because he doesn't have elite athleticism like a Lamar Jackson does.
Or Josh Allen.
Yeah. But absolutely. Yeah. But you don't need to have elite athleticism. The things that I'm worried about that I keep hearing about, and we'll play them through the show, are when people talk about seeing the field and processing speed, and seeing the field and processing speed. And those are the things that we can only see them when they're not happening,
yep,
right? When he doesn't see them. And when we talk about game managers, Brock Purdy, for all of the physical skills he doesn't have, Brock Purdy can throw the ball 35 times or 40 times and win the game. Now, he needs the talent around him, too,
sure.
You know, just like Jalen does. Mm-hmm. But he can throw the ball in a way that I just don't see Jalen throwing it. And he can manage the game in a way that I just don't see Jalen managing it. And I just don't think run the ball 100 times a game is a realistic scenario moving forward for the Eagles. There will be games and there will be times when we can do that. But when we can't, I'm not confident in Jalen saying, okay, I'm putting the team on. I think he's not Derek Carr, but I would expect when we did to the Saints, when we said, okay, let Derek Carr, you go ahead, I would expect results like that more than results from a different quarterback that is maybe better at throwing the ball than Jalen is. So
yeah.
I just don't think this is sustainable. 215-592-9494. Can the Eagles continue to win with Jalen Hurts playing this way, this particular way? Now, we do have a next question today. We've got a 4-pack of tickets to the Brotherly Love Card Show in Philly Saturday and a meet and greet autograph session with none other than Ike Reese
at
the PA Convention Center. So, guys, I don't know if you know this. I don't know if Tommy from down the shore knows it. It is National Bologna Day.
Ah. How can Tommy not notice?
Yes. Well, we should have had him on today for this.
Yes.
So
he's probably overdosing on bologna, if
yes,
I had to guess.
Yeah.
We'll see if he can make tomorrow's show.
He's in a bologna coma somewhere.
Yes.
So this is not some next questions are right down my alley. This one is not down my alley.
Yep, you got overridden on this one.
So next question, I did try to fight against this one. Next question today for the tickets to the card show and the autograph session with Ike is, what is your go-to meat?
Yeah!
Go-to meat.
Come on, yeah, I know you're a good meatsman.
No, I'm not a meatsman.
Yeah.
Well, you guys can give your go-to meats. Jack, give your go-to meat.
I'm going with the meat. No one's totally sure what it is.
And it's got to be a specific
meat.
You can't say beef.
You can't say chicken.
Yeah. You can't
say whole turkey.
Right, yes.
Yeah. I need a specific meat.
Yes.
Real meat.
Okay.
Now I'm going with something that no one totally knows what it is, but I love it, especially with a little ketchup on top. Scrapple.
That's disgusting.
Scrapple?
Dude, I love Scrapple.
Nobody eats Scrapple.
Dude, as a Philly guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, us right.
Yeah. Come on, man. Is it part pig liver?
God, is that what it is?
It's part of it. It's all the extra parts of the pig put together.
Yeah,
and
it's like
phenomenal.
The leftovers of the kid, the pig, all ground up. That's not disgusting at all.
Sounds great.
Yeah,
that sounds awesome.
I'll get some for you for Christmas.
Yeah, we got a real man.
Okay,
real man's meat.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Interesting.
We're really setting ourselves up for this one.
Well, first of all, I'm a steak lover.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Definitely a steak lover.
I've seen that.
Hey, hold on. I gotta give a disclaimer.
Okay.
Dietz and Watson, no offense, I could have chosen all your meats.
Yes, of course.
Yes,
right.
I love eating your meats.
Yeah.
All right.
Clip it, Jack. I see Jack on the phone.
All right. I'm going, my favorite steak is the tomahawk.
Oh, the big old tomahawk.
The big one, man. Big tomahawk. Throw that bad boy on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I haven't made enough money to get a tomahawk yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they are expensive.
Yeah, I'm still on the... Well, I don't want to take another meat off the board or steak cut type, but, you know, I'm still working my way up through the steaks.
Yeah, to the tomahawk.
Okay. Spike, what's your answer?
Well, if you guys want to go to meat, here's how you get it. What you do is you look at one of these factory farms in the middle of the country, and they're very dark. And what they do to the animals is they inject them with steroids and antibiotics.
Where's the violin to get, man? Yeah, get him out of here.
You made me do it.
So we are meat men.
We are meat men.
So,
hold on. Do fish count?
Yes.
Because that Fraudgilio keeps trying to say that he's a pescatarian.
A pescatarian.
A Presbyterian?
Yeah, not a Presbyterian or an Episcopalian. A pescatarian.
Pescatarian.
Like, fish still count as meat, Gilio.
Yes.
You're not out of the woodwork.
No. He's killing something. I know he likes to get let off the hook. Oh, I'm a vegetarian. You're not a vegetarian. You're killing fish. So, anyway, for National Bologna Day, next question today is, what is your go-to meat? Of course, you have to call with your sports point first. Can the Eagles continue to win with Jalen Hurts playing this exact way? 215-592-9494. Back to lead off. I knew this topic would bring him back.
Get him back.
Yeah, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, I don't want no smoke today, Spike. I just want to get my point across.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Listen, because, you know, the back and forth, it's not going to be necessary. Spike, listen. See, I know you were up there, you know, dealing with those losers in NY when you heard the Super Bowl run. But there was a lot of games that year where Jalen Hurts had games like he did on Sunday. Like, shoot, the playoff game versus who? Oh, the Giants. I think he only threw for like 120 yards, had three touchdowns. You know, because we didn't need to.
See, good point. Good point.
Jalen Hurts is a week-to-week quarterback. Like, when you look at the past Super Bowl winners, see, I'm going to give y'all something y'all didn't even think about. All these great quarterbacks y'all tell me in the league, out of the past seven Super Bowls, other than Matthew Stafford, they've been won by Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes, the greatest quarterbacks to ever play. So all these great quarterbacks y'all told me that Jalen
Hurts. That's true.
So when I look at Jalen Hurts, he got a win versus Josh Allen, right?
Yeah.
You got to win versus Patrick Mahomes, too, right? Like,
he does.
We going to see Joe Cool on Sunday. Everybody tell me Joe Cool, Joe Scheisty, whatever y'all want. Y'all tell me he's the greatest thing.
Well, he's just as accomplished as Jalen is.
You said what?
They've both been to a Super Bowl.
Yep.
They do. You know, Jalen.
Well, Joe's been to two title games, two AFC games.
Jalen Hurts is second team All Pro. Jalen Hurts, you know, he been more Pro Bowls. You know, we've been to the playoffs more. You know, we ain't got to talk about that. But what I like about Jalen Hurts and what I can tell you about him is whatever the team needs him to do. As long as they cast it around him, he going to do what you need him to do. If you need Jalen Hurts to go out there and shoot out like he did in the Super Bowl, he can do that. As long as Vic Fangio and his boys can hold a team to less than 24 points, my boy Jalen Hurts going to deliver for you. You know, that's all. So playing these last 2 weeks, is he going to be able to play like that and beat whoever, you know, Lamar Jackson? Well, I don't know if it's going to require him to do that. I can tell you he can play like these past 2 weeks and beat Patrick Mahomes. You know why? Because Patrick Mahomes, what he looking like? You know what I'm saying? So he's a chameleon. Whatever environment you need him to do, he can do it for you.
Can I ask you though, Corey? Corey, I know you didn't want me to say anything, but I'm not going
to
be combative.
I wanted you to ask. I just didn't want to argue.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue. But my question is, do you really believe that? Do you 100%. Really? So you really believe if let's say they get into a shootout on Sunday, and the Bengals put up 35 points, you think Jalen can go in there, throw the ball 35 or 40 times, and put up 35 points? You're confident he can do.
And the reason why I believe that is because I've seen him do it. Like, what I'm saying is, I get it. He hasn't been great this season, but he was in a shootout versus the Green Bay game. I get it. He turned the ball over.
Yeah.
You know, that's 100%. He turned the ball over. But quarterbacks turn the ball over. Joe Burrow turns the ball over. He turned the ball over in a shootout versus Patrick Mahomes. What happened? He cost his team the game. So what I'm saying is, quarterback is going to turn the ball over. Do I like the fact that he's being smarter? Like, I'm like, Ike, when he went down on Sunday, that was a stupid play, but hell, at least he didn't fumble, you know? Mm-hmm. So I like the improvement there. You know, let me give you my meat real quick, because I don't want to get into the screaming today, because I already know.
No, there's no – but look, this is a friendly
civil conversation.
Show.
Man, don't let him scare you off, Corey, man.
That's not what I want. I'll scare him off,
So, listen, you remember how last week Elliot predicted a win? I'm so confident we going to beat these boys on Sunday, man. I'm so confident. Man, FanDuel, whatever you want to put it whatever, because it's going to happen. So, and a big game coming from the quarterback.
So is your go-to meet Jalen?
Come on, now. We not listening.
Ooh, boy.
I'm going to put the disclaimer out there. Listen, y'all.
It's called a big dose of D.
This is a PG show. We don't need no freak-offs, no freak boys, or freak women. Especially no freak women. Don't be calling up here with y'all. Listen, we talking about food that consumes your nourishment.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yes. So what's your go-to meat?
Italian sauces.
Yeah.
You can put it in everything, chili, you know, your pastas, you know, whatever. You can eat it, you know, on the grill. The best. Italian sauces.
All right.
I like it.
You know, can I tell you I'm a little conflicted on the go-to meat thing? Because, here's my, you know, I don't eat meat now. But I did eat meat up until 6 years ago.
Yeah, at one point you were a meat.
I ate a lot. And not only that, I was a fat guy for a while. So sure. I ate a lot of meat. Like, there was one time I ate, sorry, you got a bunch in the first segment, too.
You said nothing.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything.
I think I ate five pat steaks once.
In one setting?
A contest with my roommate.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I can eat and eat and eat. So I do have meats that I remember that I enjoyed, but I can't. I don't want to participate.
Right.
You know?
Which is, we know.
Yeah. We know.
This is for the other, you know, men out there.
Yes. Yeah, the real men.
The real men.
The real men.
Of course.
Real
men
are genius.
Yes, yes, of course. The murderers. Can the Eagles continue to win with Jalen Hurts playing the way that he does? 215-592-9494. Dennis in Springfield, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, gang. It's funny that for years we've been crying for the Eagles to run the ball more. And now that we have either the first or second best back in the league and can run the ball like we do, it's not because we have the first or second best back. It's because Jalen can't throw it.
Are you being facetious?
Yes.
Or are you being?
I'm being a wise guy.
Yes.
Would it surprise you to hear that? And I heard this the other day, and I was kind of surprised. I heard a former quarterback who's now an analyst, NFL analyst, say that Lamar Jackson is still evolving as a passer. He's been in the league, I think, 1 or 2 years longer than Hurts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he said if Jalen can, you know, evolve like Lamar Jackson has evolved over the last year or two, then he'll be back to the way he was in 2022.
Yeah.
So, these quarterbacks, I mean, man, oh, man. I mean, this time last year, Brock Purdy was the flavor of the month, and he threw three picks on Sunday, one in the end zone.
He did, but he was the number one rated passer in the NFL last year, which Jalen's like 15th this year. It's just, it's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing, but Jalen is also, he's not a finished product. I mean, and you can say that without it being derogatory.
Yeah, I think
Jared Goff has gotten better as a quarterback,
yes,
as he's gotten older.
100%.
Absolutely.
I think my concern, Dennis, is the things that we want him to get better at, I just thought he would be better at this point. Because
sure.
It's not, he's not a 10-year veteran, but he's also not
he's
the second year in his league.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So,
not in the same offense, though.
No, not in the, well...
Oh, say it is the same offense.
Debatably. Dennis, what's your go-to meat?
It is the same offense.
Okay,
yeah.
I got a long roll with sauerkraut, raw onions and mustard, and kielbasa.
Oh, kielbasa.
Oh, kielbasa.
Love a good kielbasa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Love a good sausage.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Now, what's the difference between Italian sausage and a kielbasa?
Well, one is Polish and one's Italian, and the spices are different.
Look at the meat man over here.
Yeah,
he's right.
The spices are different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Italian sausage is dark. You eat a kielbasa, that's a lighter.
It's a larger piece of meat.
Larger
too.
Piece of meat to put in your mouth. This is
going well early.
I'm not sure this was going to be all day.
I didn't know that.
Moment Jack wanted to do the meat. This is what it's going
to
be all day today.
Yeah. We're trying to have a serious show here.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, totally serious show. So coming up next, Greg Cosell was on Ross Tucker's podcast.
New hot take artist, Greg Cosell.
Yeah, and he had a pretty...
bias against Hurts.
He had a scorcher about Jalen Hurts, a scorching take. And we will give that to you next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right, let me tell you about one of the biggest events of the year going on right now through October 26th. It's the Marks Jewelers annual half-off, half-the-stores sale. That's right, 50% off select diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, diamond bracelets, earrings, watches, and more. Marks Jewelers half-off, half-the-store sale is happening at both Marks Jewelers locations in Montgomeryville, PA, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Get an early jump on the holidays with the perfect gift for Marks. Check them out online at marks-jewelers.
Amazon Fall Favorites are here to make you say... with low prices on home, beauty, and fashion brands like Amazon Essentials. So hold on to your pumpkin spice whatevers and save on fall favorites at Amazon.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Coolers.com.
still bringing it. Yes.
Lock in, Big Justice.
Yo, Big Justice raps like there's a car chasing him. That's how he sounds. He's trying to go as fast as possible. Oh,
we need it, again, I mentioned this the other day, but a TK matchup
yes,
between
yes.
him and Big Justice.
Tyrese Halliburton did the big AJ and Big Justice dance last night.
Sweeping the nation.
It is sweeping the nation. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Our Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's. Mark's-Jewelers.com. Do you believe that Jalen Hurts, we've seen the last 2 weeks, is good enough, this is a Jack question, to eventually win a Super Bowl? What do you think the response is on that? Yes or no?
No.
And what do you think the percentages are?
75%.
Pretty close. 65%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great job of phrasing the question.
Yeah, that's a Jack special right there.
Well, I don't see the problem.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. In a second, we will play you a very, you don't equate scorching take with Greg Cosell, but he definitely had one about Jalen Hurts. We'll play that for you in a second. Casey in North Carolina, you're on WIP.
Yo, y'all got some of the most pausiest moments going on today.
Oh, man. Yeah, this show is
all day today, Casey.
Yeah, this show is going to be, this will be one for the record books, I think.
yeah, for sure. I was in here like no diddy the whole time. Yeah. as far as the question go, man, no. And it's like, it seemed like everybody that's called ahead of me, Corey, and then forget what the other dude's name is. Like, why are we making excuses? The only person that seems like they own what they're supposed to be on is Spike, and I generally don't agree with him. So I don't understand what's happening here. Like, we talking about he threw a total of 14 passes. That's not going to be enough to.
Yeah, that's been a little literal about playing the same way. There's no way he can throw 14 passes each week.
Yeah, in fairness, I also don't even think that is the
design. And he said the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
But basically what we're saying is, and while, you know, okay, cool, he won't throw 14 passes. Cool, I got it. The game dictated the play.
How about the Cleveland game?
What about the Cleveland game? I was pissed in.
No, two touchdowns and 264 yards?
No, we talking about our quarterback.
Yeah.
We talking about. Because it's like, basically what it seemed like y'all saying is, everybody else got to be good enough at their job to make sure that he's good enough for us to win. For the quarterback, is he serviceable? If that's the question of the day, fine. We can have a serviceable quarterback.
Can you win with a serviceable quarterback?
You can win a handful of games. You can't win no Super Bowl like that. You can't win. You just told me, or somebody just said, the person that won all of the, you're looking at Mahomes. Or you're looking
Mahomes,
at Tom
yeah, Brady.
Yeah, that ain't. And then outside of that is
Matthew Stafford,
right? But they're not just serviceable quarterbacks. Those are quarterbacks who've been top tier type quarterbacks the entirety of their career. We're not gonna win it with. You said Brock Purdy came up short. If Brock Purdy was a little bit better, don't you think they probably would have been able to, you know, win that Super Bowl?
Yes.
If Jalen outplayed Mahomes, but if he was a little bit better.
Or if our defense could actually show up in the game.
Well, yeah, that too.
But that would have helped, yeah.
But my point is just that he's not good enough as is. And Spike hit it on the head. It's like, okay, year five, you want your quarterback to be able to read the progressions, call the right blocks. And now apparently, I guess, you know, somebody doing it better. But he's not doing the little things. And then they want to bring up the 2022 season. Like, yeah, he did that. Oh, I know I've seen my quarterback do it before. We've seen him do it one time in that 5 years. Outside of that, maybe that was just an aberration. Maybe that was the year that we need to ignore and look at what we see. Because what we keep seeing is he can't read. He has a bubble gum on. If you're gonna lack the traits, because y'all try to compare it to Lamar earlier. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna lack the elite skills, mm-hmm. then you need to have an elite mind.
Sure.
Because Drew Brees didn't have, at least he wasn't fast. He didn't have a big arm. But he could process information. He knew what to do, where to go, how to do it. It doesn't seem like Jalen hitting on.
So here's the thing, Casey. I think you're right. I think you're right. If everything were to stay the same as far as that goes, the measurables aren't going to change. But unless you're telling me you don't believe he has the ability to become a better processor of information as a quarterback, then yeah, you're right. We're done. Because yeah, some quarterbacks, they don't get better there. They don't become a better processor of information and get the ball out of their hands quick. You're right. And I'm not ready to say that yet. I'm saying I believe he does have the ability to get better at processing information. And because we already have the prerequisite talent around him, the hard part is already done as far as building a team. He just needs to get his position up to par to where he can beat the Patrick Mahomes or Jared Goffs and all those guys. But it's the same things that keeps Dak Prescott from winning every year, right?
What do you want to be like the Cowboys?
No. My only point is that there are over 2/3 of the quarterback in this league that have the same issue.
Right.
So we act like having the Patrick Mahomes level to process information is a dime a dozen, and every quarterback does it. Every quarterback has it.
No, we don't. I don't need it because I don't need him to be. I love it? Who wouldn't? We would love for him to be on the level of processing like Patrick Mahomes or some of these greats. But we don't. I don't need him. I don't need him to be that. He got to be better than what he is. We're not gonna have Saquon's 27, and the way it looked like we're gonna have to run him, we don't know how long that's gonna last. If Devontae keeps not getting the targets that he needs, how long until he's tired of sitting not sitting on the sideline, but just not getting? He finished with -2 yards. I would have quit.
One game you won? Is it about putting up stats or is it about winning?
Well, to you and I, it's about winning. But at the end of the day, these are athletes, and you know, as an athlete, you want to get your numbers because it feeds your family. And yeah, they just got paid.
Nah, see, that's why I can't agree with that, Casey. Listen, if it was a contract year and guys need to get numbers, I can understand guys being mad. No, everybody just got paid. Everybody just got paid this offseason.
We certainly bought ourselves 1 year.
Yeah, so I don't want to hear any bickering about I'm not getting the ball enough. When we're winning.
We're not just talking about this year. We're talking about going forward. They're going to be fine for this year, I think, because everybody is.
Okay. Getting
paid. But you want to be successful. Because then you get people asking the question. He checking his Twitter. He's like, oh, man, is Devontae really good? Why he don't eat? Devontae nothing without AJ on it. Now you're trying him. And he is somebody who wants to – he wants you to know that he is good. Now, he is quiet and he don't complain. But when that – remember the last time? It was like last year
when he didn't get a pass.
Well, and the year before the Lions.
And believe me, he didn't complain publicly.
Yeah.
He's making noise on the inside.
Yes.
So I'm saying, like, he's going to get tired of that. We're not going to have all of this talent forever. I don't want to waste my time. And the only way Jalen's going to get better is if he got the right situation around him with the coaches because he got the talent. Now, Nick's not going to be able to bring out elite processing out of Jalen.
What about Kellen Moore?
It don't seem like Kellen Moore could bring Kellen Moore's offense out of Nick Sirianni's team.
No, forget about Nick Sirianni. Jalen is having a hard time running Kellen Moore's offense.
Well, I don't think – well, yeah, okay, I'm fine with that. Then that means it's the quarterback because we got the OC. We got all of the talent outside of the quarterback. If you want to just remove Nick, that's fine. Nick got his issue, but he's not – he's whatever.
Casey, we got to move. Next question. Yeah, what's your go-to meat?
Man, I just had a good smoked brisket for lunch.
Oh, good
smoked brisket. Yeah.
In honor of National Bologna Day.
Yep. Brisket is underrated, too.
Unless it's dry.
You know,
Done brisket. You know, lazy brisket.
Yeah, we don't want anything well done.
Not well done. I meant like a well made.
Yes,
in a way. Not actual. You know, tough meat.
Funny well done story. There is a barbecue place in Northern Liberty or Fishtown called Fet Sal. Very good barbecue place. I went there when I did eat meat.
Okay.
And I went there with a friend of mine who was actually playing down the street with Amos, but also Battle. And this is a very good barbecue place. Battle orders a burger and orders it well done. Amos says to the waiter, nah, I'll have it medium.
That's good.
Battle goes, nah, I want it well done. Amos says, nah, medium.
That's back and forth.
He got it medium.
Oh, wow.
Of course he did.
Battle got muscled on his own food order at a dinner. It was, I've never seen him so mad and so emasculated at the same time.
Can't go medium on the burger.
No?
Medium well. I can't go medium on a burger. You can get me to go medium on a steak at a top steakhouse. I can do that. Other than that, I'm going to eat the steak medium well.
Not a Pinksman?
I like a little pink. I just don't need a lot of it.
Okay. All right. We're going to stay.
Well, I just, I'm talking tank. Steak.
Yeah, we're talking
meat here, man.
Now, did he get more emasculated battle in that moment with Amos, or every day he walks into the lunchroom and he's in Ike's seat?
Well, that's
it's a daily occurrence.
Yeah, he did that again today.
Yeah,
he's not getting the hints.
Yeah,
don't sit in that spot.
We should just stand next to the table and stare.
But then he's like, "Well, this is what I normally eat. Dude, you're here once every other week. Yeah, you don't get a normal spot when you're never here.
100% You want to do the hybrid thing? That's fine, but you don't get a regular lunch.
You don't get a regular spot.
Yeah, my corner is respected. Jack's corner is respected, and your table needs to be respected.
Sometimes it's Moshe.
Mosh is worse. Yeah, Mosh we're just going to throw through the glass here. But, like, we've had those seats since COVID, okay?
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, and I know that people pretend like they work here more than we do.
Nobody works here more than
we do. No one works here more than we do.
No.
They come in once a year for the Thanksgiving thing that we have. It's a joke.
Yeah, which is coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah, we're going to see people we didn't even know worked
here. We haven't seen since last Thanksgiving.
Get out of the lunchroom.
Now you're okay with the lunch
ladies,
click, the lady lunch.
Oh, the girls, yeah.
But they're here almost
they're
as much as we
clique.
Are.
Yeah, they're part of the atmosphere that's normally here.
Yeah, I actually say that. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they have more say than battle does around here.
Yes, I walk by that area every day when I do my laps, and they're always here.
Yes,
so part of the culture. Absolutely, part of the fabric of the lunchroom.
So they get their own table over there. Absolutely.
Yes.
And so what if they spent an hour and a half there? Like it's all
you are. You should not be doing that.
It's all good.
You should not be doing that.
Just kidding.
So Greg Cosell was on Ross Tucker's pod, and they were talking about Jalen Hurts. And here's what Greg Cosell had to say.
They're a difficult offense to watch right now. Jalen Hurts is not playing very good football. They're a running football team. Their defense has played a lot better the last couple of weeks. Now, people can say they beat the Giants and the Browns, and that's fair because those are two of the lesser offenses in the league. But if you just look at what they're doing and how individuals are playing, they're playing better on defense. But the Eagles can't sustain. If they want to be a true playoff team, they can't sustain the way they played last week. Your quarterback has to be a bigger factor. Jalen Hurts, for whatever reason, Ross, and he's played a lot of football games, and you do them in the preseason, so you're familiar with him. For whatever reason, he's just not seeing things clearly right now. Basic concepts he's not seeing, and that really handicaps and hamstrings your offense when your quarterback just can't execute basic concepts, and that's what he's struggling with right now.
You know, I do think if it is going to happen, the rest of this year will tell us likely everything we need to know. I don't know that he will be fully developed at the end of this year, but I do think, and we've talked about it a couple of times, these last 2 weeks have set a basement, like a ground floor. Of here are the very basic things for you to take care of and for you to prevent from happening.
Yeah.
And everything will get built on top of the spot that they're on right now. And I think by the end of the year, we will have a much, much, much better idea about what the ceiling is, what their trajectory is for Jalen. So I don't even want to be unfair about it. I'm sort of guessing, given what I've seen and how long he's been in the league and all those sorts of things. But I do think that from this point, and you would even agree, I think everybody would agree, just like Greg Cosell said there, what they did last week is not every week.
Oh, yeah, that's an aberration.
It can't be.
Yes.
But I think we will learn a lot over the next 10 weeks as we see them try to add stuff on top of it, because I would guess that's what they're going to try to do.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, he certainly has to get better as the year progresses. He can't sit here and average 14 pass attempts and 100 yards a game. That's not going to cut it. But I think we got to find a number in our heads that we're comfortable with.
In terms of attempts?
What are you looking for in the pass game? Like right. What is it? Is it passing touchdowns? Being a game manager, like, for instance, I always bring up Josh Allen. I bring up Josh Allen because I believe Buffalo has done a great job of reeling Josh Allen in as far as how much they put on his plate to run the offense, and it's allowed him to be a much better passer and effective player. Now, he hasn't thrown an interception all year long. He's also thrown for 216 yards a game.
Yep. And 10 touchdowns, I think. I think that's the number.
Yeah. I think it's 12 touchdowns.
Okay, 12 touchdowns.
So it's not like Josh Allen is out here throwing for 275 yards every week, and Buffalo is 5-2. Josh Allen is probably the second or third MVP favorite right now.
He's right there.
And it's primarily because of what? He's not turning the ball over. The other stuff has always been there with Josh Allen. The numbers have always been there with Josh Allen. He's scored more touchdowns or responsible for more touchdowns since he's been in the league than anybody. He's also had the most turnovers since he's been in the league.
Yep.
They cut that down.
They did. Now, they have been able to cut it down somehow. And by the way, Burrow only has 2 interceptions. I think he's got 13, mm-hmm. 13 touchdown passes.
Yep.
They've been able to do it. And I think Allen is a good comp in that it seems like every week there's a little bit more.
Joe Burrow's only throwing for 250 a week.
250, really? Okay.
So, I mean, 250, yes. Nobody, because when I bring up Cleveland, I'm like, well, you threw for 264 yards, and everybody, that don't mean anything.
Yeah.
He threw for 264 and 2 touchdowns. But that didn't impress anybody.
Well, I think watching it didn't feel impressive.
See?
Yeah.
And, sure didn't.
But the big difference between those two, and we'd agree that if you take Mahomes out, we're probably talking about the two best quarterbacks in the league in Joe Burrow and Josh Allen
right
now.
Yes, yeah.
You know,
well, you can't forget Lamar.
He's
forced his way into the conversation.
Yeah, now, the thing with him and
can we let him win a third MVP, by the way? I mean, Jokic and Lamar being 3-time MVPs. What are we doing?
Yeah, but at least Jokic has a title.
That's true.
Right, at least Jokic has a title.
I think the difference that between those guys and what we're seeing with Jalen is my gut would be, all right, if I got to get into a shootout, I trust Joe Burrow and Josh Allen to carry me in that. Mm-hmm. Or I don't trust Jalen to do it in that. Now, you're not going to have to do that every week. But when it gets to, you know, the crucial time against the best teams, you know, that's the
next
level.
Or your defense can't stop the other team.
Right.
So, yeah, you may have to be in a shootout.
Well, you're gonna face some team during the playoffs who your defense isn't going to be able to stop. We won a Super Bowl and couldn't stop the team we were playing in the Super Bowl. So
back-to-back times, by the way.
What's that?
2 straight Super Bowls for us.
Yeah, with a defense that
we couldn't stop. Yeah, we only won one of them, though.
No,
is
I
what
know.
I'm saying.
Yeah. What was the quarterback made special plays?
215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP. Let's see what you got, Gary.
Did you trust Goff a few years ago? I mean, look how he's turned it around. You know, he's a guy that, that was almost like Jalen Hurts. And like, what do you think about the thing where they're saying that he can't see over the line? Like, I just can't buy that. Like,
I don't know, Gary. I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know how clear his sight is. He has big linemen in front of him, offensive linemen, and then you get some D linemen that could be 6'5", 6'6". I don't know. I wonder if that is sort of an issue.
It does make sense. The other thing I heard is that, you know, when he's under center, he's got to turn and then turn back and find where he's got to go. And, that's hard with all that motion going on. But there's only one way to get him to get better at it is to do it.
Real quick, and on Jared Goff, and I just looked this up, and he did eventually flatten out with the Rams, but in 2017, Goff threw for 3,800 yards, 28 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Mm-hmm. In 2018, 4,700 yards, 32 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. So, yes, Jared Goff has gotten better.
He's number one overall pick.
Yeah, but Jared Goff has gotten better, but Jared Goff also was also good early in his year.
Yeah, show flashes.
I thought it was a lot of the public questioning Jared Goff. And then, by the way, eventually McVay not thinking he could get it done with Jared Goff.
And McVay basically said, it's my system is why he's good.
Yes.
So I don't need him. Yeah.
And then they got rid of him and they won a Super Bowl. So they maybe they were both right. Jared Goff is good, but also McVay needed somebody else.
Somebody else.
Gary, give us your go-to meat for next question today.
I like a Delmonico. You got half of the steak, like a New York strip, and
then
your filet mignon, so you got the best of both worlds.
I love it.
Feels like cheating. It's like two steaks.
It is kind of like two steaks, yeah. Kind of.
It's a menage a trois, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
Well, you're the only one eating, though.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. All right, Gary.
All right.
Goodbye. Just stop it right there.
Yep.
We got a Jack and I got a text from Devin, and she was like, your next question today is going to be trouble.
Yeah.
And it has been.
Yeah.
We got through an hour of the show. Nothing had to be dumped yet, Jack?
I think we're all clear.
Starting with some questionable ones in there.
Yeah, we got close. Yeah. Listen, we got close. We'll ask Shiel next, his go-to meat.
Yeah. Is he prepared for that?
You think Shiel's a meatsman?
I bet Shiel's a vegetarian.
Yeah. I could see he screams vegetarian.
Yeah. Yeah, little guy.
Yeah, bald.
Yep.
Oh man, I'm bald too, man.
He eats plenty of meat.
You don't eat it.
Yep.
So Shiel Kapadia is next. Shiel.
Did he pick the Giants last week?
He sure did. Hater.
He did.
Another hot take guy.
Yep. So many takes with Shiel. I can't even trust him. Now we know Shiel, like Elliot, studies over the tape. curious what Shiel thinks about Jalen's development, and I think this is an even bigger question, especially when we're thinking about Sunday. How real is the defensive performance over the last 2 weeks, and what can they carry on against an actual good offensive team, which they will play on Sunday? So Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Man, the Bengals are the only team that sucks.
Bengals!
Bengals. The city of Cincinnati, we all know that sucks. Skyline Chili, the worst. But we all know that the worst thing for local businesses is hackers. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and when hackers attack, business owners see red. In today's world of increasing cyber threats, Telesystem is here to help keep businesses connected and protected. Security awareness training is the first line of defense to educate employees and defend against attacks on your business. Visit hackersuck.com to get your free 30-day, no-obligation trial by using code Philly2024. Again, that's hackersuck.com.
Still bringing it. Yes.
Lock in, Big Justice.
Yo, Big Justice raps like there's a car chasing him. That's how he sounds. He's trying to go as fast as possible. Oh,
we need it, again, Ike mentioned this the other day, but a TK matchup
between
him and Big Justice.
Tyrese Halliburton did the Big AJ and Big Justice dance last night.
Sweeping the nation.
It is sweeping the nation. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Our Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's. Mark's-Jewelers.com. Do you believe that Jalen Hurts we've seen the last 2 weeks is good enough, this is a Jack question, to eventually win a Super Bowl? What do you think the response is on that? Yes or no?
No.
And what do you think the percentages are?
75%.
Pretty close. 65%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great job of phrasing the question.
Yeah, that's a Jack special right there.
Well, I don't see the problem.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. In a second, we will play you a very, you don't equate scorching take with Greg Cosell, but he definitely had one about Jalen Hurts. We'll play that for you in a second. Casey in North Carolina, you're on WIP.
Yo, y'all got some of the most pausiest moments going on today.
Oh, yeah, this show is
all day today, Casey.
Yeah, this show is going to be, this will be one for the record books, I think.
yeah, for sure. I was in here like no diddy the whole time. as far as the question go, man, no. And it's like, it seemed like everybody that's called ahead of me, Corey, and then forget what the other dude's name is. Like, why are we making excuses? The only person that seems like they own what they're supposed to be on is Spike, and I generally don't agree with him. So I don't understand what's happening here. Like, we talking about
he threw a total of 14 passes. That's not going to be enough to
Yeah, that's been a little literal about playing the same way. There's no way he can throw 14 passes each week.
Yeah, in fairness, I also don't even think that is the
And he sat in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
But basically what we're saying is, and while, you know, okay, cool, he won't throw 14 passes. Cool, I got it. The game dictated the play.
How about the Cleveland game?
What about the Cleveland game? I was pissed in.
No, two touchdowns. Two touchdowns and 264 yards?
No, we talking about our quarterback.
Yeah.
We talking about, because it's like, basically what it seemed like y'all saying is, everybody else got to be good enough at their job to make sure that he's good enough for us to win. Is he serviceable? If that's the question of the day, fine. We can have a serviceable quarterback.
Can you win with a serviceable quarterback?
You can win a handful of games. You can't win no Super Bowl like that. You can't win. You just said. You just told me, or somebody just said, "Oh, the person that won all of the, you're looking at Mahomes, and you're looking
Mahomes,
at Tom
Brady.
Yeah, that ain't. And then outside of that is
Matthew Stafford,
right? But they're not just serviceable quarterbacks. Those are quarterbacks who've been top tier type quarterbacks the entirety of their career. We're not going to win it with – you said Brock Purdy came up short. If Brock Purdy was a little bit better, don't you think they probably would have been able to, you know, win that Super Bowl?
Yes.
If Jalen outplayed Mahomes, but if he was a little bit better, we
or if our defense could actually show up in the game.
Well, yeah, that too.
But that would have helped, yeah.
But my point is just that he's not good enough as is. And Spike hit it on the head. It's like, okay, year five, you want your quarterback to be able to – read the progressions, call the right blocks. And now, apparently, I guess, you know, somebody doing it better. But he's not doing the little things. And then they want to bring up the 2022 season. Like, yeah, he did that. Oh, I know I've seen my quarterback do it before. We've seen him do it one time in that 5 years. Outside of that, maybe that was just an aberration. Maybe that was the year that we need to ignore and look at what we see. Because what we keep seeing is he can't read. He has a bubble gum on. If you're going to lack the traits, because y'all try to compare it to Lamar earlier. Mm-hmm. If you're going to lack the elite skills, then you need to have an elite mind.
Sure.
Because Drew Brees didn't have elite. He wasn't fast. He didn't have a big arm. But he could process information. He knew what to do, where to go, how to do it. It doesn't seem like Jalen hitting on.
So here's the thing, Casey. You're right. I think you're right. If everything were to stay the same as far as that go, the measurables aren't going to change. But unless you're telling me you don't believe he has the ability to become a better processor of information as a quarterback, then, yeah, you're right. We're done. Because, yeah, some quarterbacks, they don't get better there. They don't become a better processor of information and get the ball out of their hands quick. You're right. And I'm not ready to say that yet. I'm saying I believe he does have the ability to get better at processing information. And because we already have the prerequisite talent around him, the hard part is already done as far as building a team. He just needs to get his position up to par to where he can beat the Patrick Mahomes or Jared Goffs and all those guys. But it's the same things that keeps Dak Prescott from winning every year, right?
What do you want to be like the Cowboys?
No. My only point is that there are over two-thirds of the quarterback in this league that have the same issue.
Right.
So we act like having the Patrick Mahomes level to process information is a dime a dozen, and every quarterback does it. Every quarterback has it.
No, we don't. I don't need to, because I don't need him to be. Well, I love it. Who wouldn't? We would love for him to be on the level of processing like Patrick Mahomes or some of these greats. But we don't. I don't need him. I don't need him to be that. He got to be better than what he is. We're not gonna have Saquon's 27, and the way it looked like we're gonna have to run him, we don't know how long that's gonna last. If Devontae keeps not getting the targets that he needs, how long until he's tired of sitting on the side, or not sitting on the sideline, but just not getting. He finished with -2 yards. I would have quit.
Why is one game you won? Is it about putting up stats, or is it about winning?
Well, in I mean, to you and I, it's about winning. But at the end of the day, these are our athletes. And you know, as an athlete, you want to get your numbers because it feeds your family. And, yeah, they just got paid.
They just got paid. Nah, see, that's why I can't agree with that, Casey. Listen, if it was a contract year and guys need to get numbers, I can understand guys being mad. Now, everybody just got paid. Everybody just got paid this offseason.
We certainly bought ourselves 1 year.
Yeah, so I don't want to hear any bickering about I'm not getting the ball enough. When we're winning.
We're not just talking about this year. We're talking about going forward. They're going to be fine for this year, I think, because everybody is.
Okay. Getting
paid. But you want to be successful. Like, because then you get people asking the question. He checking his Twitter. It's like, oh, man, is Devontae really good? Why he don't eat? Devontae nothing without AJ on it. Now you're trying him. And he is somebody who wants to – he wants you to know that he is good. Now, he is quiet and he don't complain. But when that – remember the last time? It was like last year
when he didn't get a pass.
Well, and the year before the Lions.
And believe me, he didn't complain publicly.
Yeah.
He's making noise on the inside.
Yes.
So I'm saying, like, he's going to get tired of that. We're not going to have all of this talent forever. I don't want to waste my time. And the only way Jalen's going to get better is if he got the right situation around him with the coaches, because he got the talent. Now, Nick's not going to be able to bring out elite processing out of Jalen.
What about Kellen Moore?
It don't seem like Kellen Moore can bring Kellen Moore's offense out of Nick Sirianni's team.
No, forget about Nick Sirianni. Jalen is having a hard time running Kellen Moore's offense.
Well, I don't think – well, yeah, okay – I'm fine with that. Then that means it's the quarterback, because we got the OC. We got all of the talent outside of the quarterback. If you want to just remove Nick, that's fine. Nick got his issue, but he's not – he's whatever.
Casey, we got to move. Next question. Yeah, what's your go-to meat?
Man, I just had a good smoked brisket for lunch.
Oh,
ooh,
good
smoked brisket. Yeah.
In honor of National Bologna Day.
Yep. Brisket is underrated, too.
Unless it's dry.
You don't,
done brisket, you know, lazy brisket.
Yeah, we don't want anything well done.
Not well done. I meant like a well made.
Yes,
in a way. Not actual, you know, tough meat.
Funny well done story. There is a barbecue place in Northern Liberty or Fishtown called Fet Sal. Very good barbecue place. I went there when I did eat meat.
Okay.
And I went there with a friend of mine who was actually playing down the street with Amos, but also Battle. And this is a very good barbecue place. Battle orders a burger and orders it well done. Mm-mm. Amos says to the waiter, nah, I'll have it medium.
That's good.
Battle goes, nah, I want it well done. Amos goes, nah, medium.
That's back and forth.
He got it medium.
Oh, wow.
Of course he did.
Battle got muscled on his own food order at a dinner. I've never seen him so mad and so emasculated at the same time.
Can't go medium on the burger.
No?
Medium well. I can't go medium on a burger. You can get me to go medium on a steak at a top steakhouse. I can do that. Other than that, I'm going to eat the steak medium well.
Not a Pinksman?
I like a little pink. I just don't need a lot of it.
Okay. All right. We're going to stay.
Well, I just, I'm talking
tank.
Steak.
Yeah, yes, we're talking,
yes, we're talking meat here,
now,
man.
Now, did he get more emasculated Battle in that moment with Amos, or every day he walks into the lunchroom and he's in Ike's seat?
Well, that's
it's a daily occurrence.
Yeah, he did that again today.
Yeah,
he's not getting the hint.
Yeah,
don't sit in that spot.
We should just stand next to the table and stare.
But then he's like, "Well, this is what I normally eat. Dude, you're here once every other week. Yeah, you don't get a normal spot when you're never here.
100%. You want to do the hybrid thing? That's fine, but you don't get a regular lunch.
You don't get a regular spot.
Yeah, my corner is respected. Jack's corner is respected, and your table needs to be respected.
Sometimes it's Mosh.
Y'all,
Mosh is worse. Yeah, Mosh, we're just going to throw through the glass here. But, like, we've had those seats since COVID, okay?
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, and I know that people pretend like they work here more than we do.
Nobody works here more than
we do. No one works here more than we do.
No.
They come in once a year for the Thanksgiving thing that we have.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
Yeah, which is coming up in a couple weeks.
We're going to see people we didn't even know worked here.
We haven't seen since last Thanksgiving.
Get out of the lunchroom.
Get out.
Now, you're okay with the lunch clique, the lady lunch
clique. Oh, the girls? Yeah.
But they're here almost
they're
as much as we
clique.
Are.
Yeah, yes. They're part of the atmosphere that's normally here.
Yeah, I actually say that, they are.
Yeah, they have more say than Battle does around here.
Yes, I walk by that area every day when I do my laps, and they're always here.
Yes.
So part of the culture.
Absolutely.
Part of the fabric of the
lunch. So they get their own table over there. Absolutely.
Yes. And so what if they spend an hour and a half there? Like, it's all.
You are.
Eric.
You should not be doing that.
It's all good.
You should not be doing that.
Just kidding.
So Greg Cosell.
Oh, yeah.
Was on Ross Tucker's pod. And they were talking about Jalen Hurts. And here's what Greg Cosell had to say.
They're a difficult offense to watch right now. Jalen Hurts is not playing very good football. They're a running football team. Their defense has played a lot better the last couple of weeks. Now, people can say they beat the Giants and the Browns, and that's fair because those are two of the lesser offenses in the league. But if you just look at what they're doing and how individuals are playing, they're playing better on defense. But the Eagles can't sustain, if they want to be a true playoff team, they can't sustain the way they played last week. Your quarterback has to be a bigger factor. Jalen Hurts, for whatever reason, Ross, and he's played a lot of football games, and you do them in the preseason, so you're familiar with him. For whatever reason, he's just not seeing things clearly right now. Basic concepts he's not seeing. And that really handicaps and hamstrings your offense when your quarterback just can't execute basic concepts, and that's what he's struggling with right now.
You know, I do think if it is going to happen, the rest of this year will tell us likely everything we need to know. I don't know that he will be fully developed at the end of this year, but I do think, and we've talked about it a couple of times, these last 2 weeks have set a basement, like a ground floor. Of here are the very basic things for you to take care of and for you to prevent from happening.
Yeah.
And everything will get built on top of the spot that they're on right now. And I think by the end of the year, we will have a much, much, much better idea about what the ceiling is, what their trajectory is for Jalen. So I don't even want to be unfair about it. I'm sort of guessing, given what I've seen and how long he's been in the league and all those sorts of things. But I do think that from this point, and you would even agree, I think everybody would agree, just like Greg Cosell said there, what they did last week is not a every week.
Oh, yeah, last
it
week is,
be.
Yeah, that's an aberration.
It can't be.
Yes.
But I think we will learn a lot over the next 10 weeks as we see them try to add stuff on top of it, because I would guess that's what they're going to try to do.
Yeah, I mean, he certainly has to get better as the year progresses. He can't sit here and average 14 pass attempts and 100 yards a game. That's not going to cut it. But I think we got to find a number in our heads that we're comfortable with.
In terms of attempts?
What are you looking for in the pass game? Like what is it? Is it passing touchdowns? Being a game manager – like, for instance, I always bring up Josh Allen. I bring up Josh Allen because I believe Buffalo has done a great job of reeling Josh Allen in as far as how much they put on his plate to run the offense, and it's allowed him to be a much better passer and effective player. Now, he hasn't thrown an interception all year long. He's also thrown for 216 yards a game.
Yep. And 10 touchdowns, I think. I think that's the number.
Yeah. No, I think 12. I think it's 12 touchdowns.
Okay, 12 touchdowns.
So it's not like Josh Allen is out here throwing for 275 yards every week, and Buffalo is 5-2. Josh Allen is probably the second or third MVP favorite right now.
He's right there.
And it's primarily because of what? He's not turning the ball over. The other stuff has always been there with Josh Allen. The numbers have always been there with Josh Allen. He scored more touchdowns or responsible for more touchdowns since he's been in the league than anybody. He's also had the most turnovers since he's been in the league.
Yep.
And they cut that down.
And they did. Now, they have been able to cut it down somehow. And by the way, Burrow only has 2 interceptions. I think he's got 13 touchdown passes.
Yep.
They've been able to do it. And I think Allen is a good comp in that it seems like every week there's a little bit more.
Joe Burrow's only throwing for 250 a week.
250, really? Okay.
So, I mean, 250, yes. Nobody, because when I bring up Cleveland, I'm like, well, he threw for 264 yards, and everybody, that don't mean anything.
Yeah.
I mean, he threw for 264 and 2 touchdowns. But that didn't impress anybody.
Well, I think watching it didn't feel impressive.
See?
Yeah.
And, sure didn't.
But the big difference between those two, and we'd agree that if you take Mahomes out, we're probably talking about the two best quarterbacks in the league in Joe Burrow and Josh Allen right
yes,
now.
Yeah.
You know,
well, you can't forget Lamar.
Yes.
He's forced his way into the conversation.
Yeah, now, the thing with him and
can that, we let him win a third MVP, by the way? I mean, Jokic and Lamar being three-time MVPs. What are we doing?
Yeah, but at least Jokic has a title.
That's true.
Right, yeah. At least Jokic has a title.
I think the difference that between those guys and what we're seeing with Jalen is my gut would be, all right, if I got to get into a shootout, I trust Joe Burrow and Josh Allen to carry me in that. Mm-hmm. Or I don't trust Jalen to do it in that. Now, you're not going to have to do that every week. But when it gets to, you know, the crucial time against the best teams, you know, that, and that's the
next
level.
Your defense can't stop the other team. Right. So, yeah, you may have to be in a shootout.
Well, you're going to face some team during the playoffs who your defense isn't going to be able to stop. We won a Super Bowl and couldn't stop the team we were playing in the Super Bowl. So
back-to-back times, by the way.
What's that?
Two straight Super Bowls for us.
Yeah, when a defense did not show up.
Yeah, we only won one of them, though.
No,
is what
I know.
I'm saying.
Yeah. What was the quarterback made special plays?
215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP. Let's see what you got, Gary.
Did you trust Goff a few years ago? I mean, look how he's turned it around. You know, he's a guy that, that was almost like Jalen Hurts. And like, what do you think about the thing where they're saying that he can't see over the line? Like, I just can't buy that. Like,
I don't know, Gary. I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know how clear his sight is. He has big linemen in front of him, offensive linemen, and then you get some D linemen that could be 6'5", 6'6". I don't know. I wonder if that is sort of an issue.
It does make sense. The other thing I heard is that, you know, when he's under center, he's got to turn and then turn back and find where he's got to go. And that's hard with all that motion going on. But there's only one way to get him to get better at it is to do it.
Real quick, and on Jared Goff, and I just looked this up, and he did eventually flatten out with the Rams, but in 2017, Goff threw for 3,800 yards, 28 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Mm-hmm. In 2018, 4,700 yards, 32 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. So, yes, Jared Goff has gotten better.
He's number one overall pick.
Yeah, but Jared Goff has gotten better, but Jared Goff also was also good early in his year.
Yeah, he showed flashes.
I thought it was a lot of the public questioning Jared Goff. And then, by the way, eventually McVay not thinking he could get it done with Jared Goff.
And, well, McVay basically said, it's my system is why he's good.
Yes.
So I don't need him. Yeah.
And then they got rid of him and they won a Super Bowl. So maybe they were both right. Jared Goff is good, but also McVay needed somebody else.
Somebody else.
Gary, give us your go-to meat for next question today.
I like a Delmonico. You got half of the steak, like a New York strip, and your filet mignon, so you got the best of both worlds.
I love it.
Feels like cheating. It's like two steaks.
It is kind of like two steaks, yeah. Kind of.
It's a menage a trois, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
Well, you're the only one eating, though.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. All right, Gary. All right. Goodbye. Just stop it right there.
Yep.
Jack and I got a text from Devin, and she was like, your next question today is going to be trouble.
Yeah.
And it has been.
Yeah.
We got through an hour of the show. Nothing had to be dumped yet, Jack?
I think we're all clear.
Starting with some questionable ones in there.
Yeah, we got close. Yeah. Listen, we got close. We'll ask Shiel next, his go-to meat.
Yeah. Is he prepared for that?
You think Shiel's a meatsman?
I bet Shiel's a vegetarian.
Yeah. I could see he screams vegetarian.
Yeah. Yeah. Little guy.
Yeah, bald.
Yep.
Oh, man. I'm bald, too, man.
He eats plenty of meat.
You don't eat it.
Yeah.
So, Shiel Kapadia is next. Shiel.
Did he pick the Giants last week?
He sure did. Hater.
He did.
Another hot take guy.
Yep. So many takes with Shiel. I can't even trust him. Now, we know Shiel, like Elliot, studies over the tape. curious what Shiel thinks about Jalen's development, and I think this is an even bigger question, especially when we're thinking about Sunday. How real is the defensive performance over the last 2 weeks, and what can they carry on against an actual good offensive team, which they will play on Sunday? So Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Man, the Bengals are the only team that sucks.
Bengals.
The city of Cincinnati, we all know that sucks. Skyline Chili, the worst. But we all know that the worst thing for local businesses is hackers. October is Cybersecurity Awareness month. And when hackers attack, business owners see red. In today's world of increasing cyber threats, Tel System is here to help keep businesses connected and protected. Security awareness training is the first line of defense to educate employees and defend against attacks on your business. Visit hackersuck.com to get your free 30-day, no obligation trial by using code Philly2024. Again, that's hackersuck.com.
Amazon fall favorites are here to make you say, woo! With low prices on home, woo! Beauty, woo! And fashion brands like Amazon Essentials. Woo! So hold on to your pumpkin spice whatevers and save on fall favorites at Amazon.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.